We are looking for a South American country that's enjoying an economic boom for today's GeoQuiz. Now, the country we'd like you to name today is South America's second largest after Brazil. A century ago, it was considered pretty wealthy. At the beginning of this century, in 2001, it suffered a devastating economic crisis. Well, now it's back to a booming economy again. In fact, this place is among the nations being called the Latin Tigers, although some question how healthy this country's economy really is. We're going to hear more about that in precious few minutes. First, though, it's up to you to name South America's second largest nation. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The economies of several nations in South America are booming. Among those nations is one that suffered a major economic crisis back in 2001. That would be, and that is, Argentina, which is the answer to our quiz today. Argentina's economy has enjoyed a growth spurt recently, as have the economies of Brazil, Chile, and Peru. In fact, some have taken to calling these nations the Latin Tigers. But as Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires, it may be a bit too soon to compare them to Taiwan or China.
While there is grinding poverty in much of Argentina, large chunks of the country are booming. The roads of Buenos Aires are bustling with late-model cars. There are endless construction sites, and the shops are packed. Likewise, Sao Paulo and Santiago. Many have been astounded by Argentina's remarkable 9% yearly growth rate. Ezequiel Acheron is the head of Argentina's largest advertising agency. He says Argentines have embraced consumerism with gusto.
The cars industry, for me, is a boom. The banks are doing a lot of things to impulse the consumption. The day-to-day consumption, it's good.
But while the economy is booming, Argentina isn't really planning for the future, unlike China, which has invested more than $1 trillion in roads, trains, subways, and ports. Infrastructure in Argentina and much of Latin America is in appalling condition. In Santos, Brazil's main port, ships' captains often wait in line so long they just leave without cargo to keep their schedules. Many agricultural products get to port along dirt roads that are impassable when it rains. And the once state-owned railways are in even worse shape, says commentator Carlos Alvaro.
State-owned companies along the years were not managed very well. And in the 90s, the government of Argentina decided to privatize. And of course, when you do that, the logic of the private owner is to say, I'm going to keep those routes that provide me money.
Leading into this year's presidential election, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner is spending like mad, mostly on social programs. But to do that, she's borrowing from the state pension system. She nationalized the private funds 2 years ago. Economist Maria de Pogetto says this simply isn't sustainable.
But different these terms than other periods in the history was that now the economy got surplus in the current account. That means that Argentina got enough dollars to try to push the economy up. That was something that was sustainable in the short term. It wasn't sustainable in the long term.
But it's even worse than that, says prominent politician Pino Solanas.
¿Qué es sustentable? No, depende. Los conceptos de la economía. Forman parte.
Solanas says the president's spending policies are reckless and things have to change. Kirchner still has many supporters, but she has a growing number of opponents, most of whom are concerned with her economic policies. Other South American countries are faced with similar challenges, both economic and political. For The World, I'm Richard Reynolds, Buenos Aires, Argentina.